Right, so I just finished a somatic breathwork experience, and of course, as always, I am feeling really wild. This experience was so much different. Each time, it's like I've gone deeper and deeper and deeper in facilitating this transformation. Last time, it was about this phoenix rising from the ashes, and I cried the whole time, and I was like, like, not sad, but like going through some stuff, right? Like, this, everything felt like it was burning to the ground. This time was similar. It was similar, but it was so much more connection to truth, And so much of it was like you've been so hung up on the back end, like building the back end of the funnel, because you don't want to be seen. Like, you're hiding. You're hiding because there's this fear of judgment and that others won't love you. So I was looking for love external to me, outside of me. But that love is, and always has been, and that light is me. It's inside of me. And as soon as you realize that, and when you realized that you are truly, truly aligned with your purpose, then the numbers, the amount of likes something got, the amount of followers that you have, the amount of anything, it doesn't matter, because you're in your truth and you're doing what you were put here on this earth to do, and you know that those numbers will follow. You know that by sharing your voice, sharing the mistakes, sharing the successes, sharing the failures, sharing everything in between in an authentic way that's in integrity with you, that will lead to everything else falling into place when the time is right, when you're ready. And that has a lot of trust involved. And I think part of the reason that I haven't shown up sharing in that way, in that capacity, was because I always wanted to be further than I already was. Right? Like, I wanted to be further along on my journey than I was. So I was like nervous to share where my bank account was, or nervous to, you know, tell people that nobody signed up for my thing. But it wasn't because I didn't know what I was doing. It was because I wasn't shining my light. I wasn't owning up to the fact that I was just one step ahead of people. And allowing that to be enough to guide them. I was thinking that I had to be light years ahead of them with tons of followers and social proof in order to lead. And while that helps, of course, in attraction, what's needed in order to get the numbers is to just go first. And you can only go first when you're open enough to share exactly where you are authentically. So that's a lot of what came through on this breathwork session, and a lot of need for gratitude, and not just in the sense of the word, but in the actual feelings of being grateful for everything that I have in my life right now. Like Steven, and how good he is to me, and Kylo, how supportive, how crazy, how amazing it is to see him on his own personal growth journey. And Kylo, Kylo for teaching me how to laugh again, how to have fun, how to go on adventures every day, how to live and how to be innocent and explore the world and have your own free will. And yeah, just teaching me these things that are easy to forget. And so to slow down and show love and compassion. And also to stop working behind the computer screen so much. Like, I think it's time for me to actually truly leverage the fact that I have a top 1% global podcast and use that to get in front of bigger audiences. Use that to get on stages myself. Not just wait for the guests to come to me. Like, of course that's working. That's going really well. But what I really am calling in right now is me attracting my tribe, me attracting my audience, And that will only be done. Sure, I can do it one-to-one. I can go for hours and hours and hours a day in Facebook groups just trying to get someone to be interested in learning from me. Or I just go to the party where they're already at and I get on that stage in front of them. So that doesn't mean I need to go join a course or a community to learn how to go speak on stages everywhere all over the world. But maybe it's just starting on bigger podcast stages and YouTube channel stages and looking for local events. Maybe there's 5 people going. Yeah, well, I would love to bring the virtual into the 3D and live more of my 3D reality away from the computer screen. It's funny because once you have the back end built and knowing how thorough I am at doing that, like really fucking thorough actually, I'm so thorough at building out back ends that it's like, I need to trust that that system is built. It's simple, it's built, it's done, it's scalable. Now all we've got to do is just continue to stay out of our own fucking way and do what we came here to do, which is to be aligned with our purpose, to share our message, to document our journey, and show others that they can do it too. That's what we're here to do. And so the only way we can actually do that is by stop being behind the computer screen and start getting out there and showing the world what you're made of by getting onto these stages where people can be attracted to you and your message. They can resonate with you. They can get value from you. And they can join your community where they can continue to learn from you time and time again moving forward, where you can give them all the tactics, all the strategies, and then if they want to pay you to help with the implementation, that's where your program comes into play. And once you have that system set up, once you have that community going and thriving because they all are there, because they have similar paths and purposes and they're aligned with those things and they want to pursue something bigger than themselves that has meaning, that thing is going to run its freaking self. So you just keep showing up in the beginning, even if you were the only person on that Zoom call and nobody else shows up. Guess what you do? Live stream that sucker to YouTube and pretend you have an audience of 1,000 people, or even just 1, because guess who's listening? You. Talk to yourself. Talk to yourself 3 to 5 years ago, maybe even 5 minutes, right? Who knows? We all need that reminder sometimes. But talk to that version of you who needs to hear it in that moment. And if that thing only reaches one person, only. If that thing reaches one person and you were able to change their life because of one single episode, is it safe to say that we're an integrity because we're adding value and we're aligned with our purpose? I would say yes. And so, the truth is, there is no there. We want to be further along on our journey here. And I understand, like, seeing this North Star and having big goals and having a big vision is important. But feeling the lack of not having it in the present moment is exactly what's going to prevent you from getting there. Because there doesn't exist. The only thing that you have is this moment right now. And if you open your eyes and you've been listening to my episodes in the past about aligning your life with the vision that you have for it, if you just open your eyes in the moment that you're in, you're going to realize that you're already living it. Like for me, I'm already interviewing the most badass and incredible guests on my podcast. I mean, every time I'm sitting there, I'm like, wow, this person is such a badass. How on earth is it that I get to have them on my podcast right now and I get an hour of their time just to myself? How in the fuck is that possible? I'm already there. If there exists, if there doesn't exist, I don't know. I don't think it does. but I'm already living that reality right now in this moment. But the fact that I'm looking at what I don't have is exactly what makes me feel like I don't have it, but I do, and so do you. So it's that with the podcast, it's that with the life that we're living. Look, we're living RV life right now. And I thought it was going to look different. Sure, I thought we were going to take this thing up the entire West Coast into freaking Canada and Alaska and go on this crazy vacation, non-stop vacation. And we've been in Sedona for a year now, as of last month. And you know what? Sure, it doesn't look the way that I thought it would. But I fully trust that I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be right now. And I'm freaking doing it. And yeah, sure, it might not look the way that I thought it would be, but whatever does. And so by owning the fact that I am living the lifestyle that I've created, because guess what? I'm living it right now, which means that I created it, which means that it's true and it is here. And so is yours. And so anything that we strive to bring into our life that's not already here is not here because you're choosing for it not to be, because you're noticing that it doesn't exist already. But it actually does exist already. You just have to allow yourself to have it. And many times you're not allowing yourself to have it because there's a fear of something. So what we have to do is we have to make the fear of things not changing, right? If you're unhappy with the way that things are right now, you have to make the fear of things not changing worse than the fear of if you actually decided to just do the damn thing. And so for me, I have so much fear around continuing to just be in the back end of my business, building out funnels and tech and hooking things up and, making things perfect and all the things, like trying to connect everything a certain way and perfect doesn't even exist, that I can get hung up there my entire life. But by realizing that I have this fear of judgment, not being loved by others, and then that being reciprocated back to me in the fact that I posted a YouTube video 2 days ago and it still has zero views. What the fuck? Like, sure. Okay, I think it's part algorithm because there's been a few comments that are like, oh my God, how am I the fifth person to listen to this? Like, this is fucking amazing. And it's like, yeah, I don't know why either. Like, that would be really nice if this would be shown to more people, YouTube. I would really appreciate that, right? But the truth is, if we remember what we're here for, if we remember that we're aligned with our purpose, those numbers don't fucking matter. Because when you are showing up and you are on purpose and you are doing exactly what you were put here on this earth to do, the numbers will follow. And if you're talking about the numbers in your bank account, those will follow too. But the problem is, most of the world wants to do it differently. They're too scared to leave their job until there's security. They're too worried to start the next thing because what if it doesn't work? Well, I have another question. What if we chose to not change a thing? And what if we chose to stay in this reality that doesn't feel in alignment with us? I think that's a million times worse than figuring out whatever the hell our fear might be and putting all of our time, effort, and attention to get through that challenge so that we can come out the other side truly in integrity of what we're creating. So my main takeaways from the breathwork experience, to wrap that up beautifully because I'm almost home, I'm holding my phone while I'm driving, is thing one, leverage my podcast to get on larger stages where I can actually work to better attract my audience and those that are called to learn from me at a larger scale and with ease and flow, and it gets to be easy, right? If the opportunity presents itself to get on an actual physical stage where I can do that in person, I'm going to take coaching calls with my professional DSLR webcam setup, overlooking the beautiful mountains, so I no longer have to look and stare at a screen. And I'm going to do some upgrades around the rig and just in our life that are things that we've been putting off until tomorrow, but that are actually really important for me and making our life the way we'd like it today. So those are the few things that I'm taking away, but I think the number one primary one is stop hiding. Even if you're 1 foot, 1 step in front of someone else on their journey of becoming the version of them that they're meant to be in this life, with the business that supports that level of freedom and creative expression, then it's your duty to be in integrity and lead them by example, because you are doing it, because you are her. And I am home, and that feels complete.